Broadcasting live from the Wake Forest Business Radio X studios in North Carolina, it's time for Metro Raleigh Business Radio, where business leaders in Raleigh come to tell their stories.
Hello, and welcome to Metro Raleigh Business Radio. This is Anne Ravel Petcher, your host. I'm in the studio today with my co-host, Cal Hackman. Hello, Cal.
Hi, Anne.
Good to have you here. Good Monday. And Reed Powell, our producer. Hello, Reed.
Hey, Anne. How are you?
I am great. It is gorgeous out. It's the last day of summer, so I'm celebrating. We have two really fun interviews today. I want to first introduce to everyone Sven Schaefer. Sven's with Tangram Media. Hello, Sven.
Hi, Anne.
We're going to get to talk a little bit about social media in a minute, right?
Absolutely. Have to.
Absolutely, we have to. And we're also going to talk with Gary Mendelson. Hello, Gary.
Hello, Anne.
You're a major account manager over there at Raleigh Software.
Yes, I am.
Does that mean you're a major, or does that mean you only deal with big companies?
No, that just means that at home, I minor.
Ah! And what'd you minor in? So tell us, what is Raleigh Software?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Raleigh is about a 13-year-old company, and we're really two sets of expertise under one given logo. We started as a software company helping application developers operate in a more nimble manner. Since then, we've transformed the company into a world-class coaching organization as well.
Hmm.
So in today's environment, you know, you really can't take 3 years to bring a product to market. And that's really what Raleigh helps our customers do, is to identify the priorities within a given your business, make sure that the organization is working towards those given priorities, and provide the visibility so management can identify problems and help them get those unblocked so that you can bring your products to market quickly and efficiently. You know, again, over the last decade or so, we've helped transform lots of different companies in a range of marketplaces in what we refer to as their agile journey. We offer a platform for application lifecycle management, along with the services that I mentioned, and actually coaching and classes to help our customers really gain business agility across their enterprise.
Wow. Okay. So you are software developers. I just want to dig a little deeper
Yep.
here. You're software developers. You're also software coaching. So when you're coaching, is this mostly for entrepreneurs?
No. We have some of the largest corporations in America that work that are customers of Raleigh.
I see. So you coach them on being more efficient at getting software to market.
Correct. And being an agile business. And an agile business really means the ability to sense and respond to change quickly and efficiently.
So you're more like the traditional meaning of agile versus the programming meaning of agile.
Absolutely true. In fact, a good analogy would be in the 80s, you know, there was a lot of talk about in the manufacturing sector about lean manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
Lean is really similar to what's going on today in the agile market space.
Okay.
In the software business.
That's interesting. Okay, so you're in about a couple of different cities here in North Carolina, right? You're in Charlotte and in Raleigh?
We have an office in Raleigh. Actually, say that three times and hold your tongue.
Raleigh's in Raleigh.
Yeah, exactly. So we it's sort of interesting because we bought a company in 2010. I think it was called Agile Zen. And, you know, our office there is about 15 to 30 full-time employees.
Oh, okay.
But it's the heart and soul now of today's Insight organization for us. Insights, you know, just the definition of the term basically means to look deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, our customers are desperately seeking information about how are they doing from an application development perspective? How
okay.
are they doing when it comes to mapping the corporate objectives into strategy and making sure that work is being done at the correct level and working on the right things? And so the office in Raleigh, I almost said Raleigh, is involved in helping our customers with the Insights program, which is reporting and metrics. Because, you know, back to manufacturing, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it.
Yeah. Now, your headquarters is in my old stomping grounds in Colorado.
Yes, it is.
So do they do something different in Colorado?
Well, yes and no. You know, that's where you would expect all the headquarters folk. There's marketing there. There's inside sales.
Uh-huh.
There's customer
okay.
support. There's IT. But there's also a fair amount of application development that goes on from a software perspective as well.
Gary, you've talked about, you know, working with some very large companies, and I assume you also work with some smaller companies.
Yes.
What types of companies are these?
You know, it's a real mix. You know, some of our largest customers are in the financial services business. So, you know, that's banking and insurance and finance. But we also have customers here in Raleigh that are in a variety of industries. Some of them are in, you know, internet startups. They're doing software development, and, you know, they're, one of them is responsible for downloads, all the app downloads that you do. We've got another one that's involved heavily in the rail industry. We have others that are involved in, for example, the automation of payments. So you're a, you know, you're an attorney and you have all kinds of bills and they automate that whole process. So it's all over the map, really.
Sounds like a pretty diverse client base. How do you go about getting these clients?
That's where I come in. That's the major part
that Ann mentioned. The major domo guy.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we do things like this. We do, you know, we appear on Radio X, which we're very grateful for the opportunity to do that. We do seminars. We do webinars. If anybody has been in the sales business, knock, knock, you want to buy some software and some services, I do plenty of that. Customer referrals, just what you'd expect from any, you know, professional quality sales organization.
So you're getting your business from a lot of different sources, which is
good.
Oh,
yes.
That's great. So your website talks about consistently helping your clients win awards. So, I mean, I know there are lots of awards in the world of software. Can you just tell us a little bit about how you help them win those awards and what it is that you're helping them do so they come out on top?
Sure. So earlier I mentioned the concept of business agility. And again, the ability to sense a disruption. So we're helping our customers be leaders. You know, when you think about it, I mean, I've got a cell phone in my pocket just like you do. There's, pick a number, 150, 200 features on that phone. But do you really need them all? You know, so the point is work on the right ones, innovate, bring to market faster. And by doing that, our customers are gaining market share, but they're also winning a variety of awards as well. Because they're able to make a difference in our society. They're able to, you know, bring their shareholders value. You know, if you were an accountant and I said to you, I'm going to give you three new pencils and that green line paper, you go, can I have a different job offer? The point is that, you know, our customers are winning awards from their employees because they're cool places to work. Who wants to work in a stagnant environment? You want to work in an environment that promotes innovation.
Exactly. Exactly. And when they do win an award, how do you help them celebrate?
Well, it depends. That's a good question. You know, some of it could be the posting of it on our website. Okay. Some of it could be to, in my case, you know, I'll always want to send a congratulatory note. I'll want to follow up and find out if Raleigh was, see, I did it. Raleigh and Raleigh were a part of it and to help them acknowledge it. It just depends.
So you talked a little bit about sort of having standards or having data that helps your clients compare themselves to what's going on in the rest of the world. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
That's... Sure. Absolutely. So, you know, when you think about it, there's the core concept of benchmarking. Mm-hmm. And the concept of benchmarking is I compare, you know, how many widgets I can make versus how many widgets you can make. Well, the software business is very similar in that regard. So how fast are the teams being able to write new software? What is their quality? I mean, just because they put it out fast doesn't mean that it's a quality product. So what's their quality? What's their predictiveness? When they tell you it's going to take 2 weeks to do this, is it 4 weeks? Is it three? Or is it a week and a half? So these are the kinds of critical metrics that organizations need to have to in order to predict their business. So, I mean, think about it. You know, you've got some new capability coming out, maybe like an iPhone 6, and you've got this big marketing kind of campaign going on,
yeah.
And you got people standing in front of the stores.
Yeah.
And if you're 2 weeks late, oops, that's a big miss.
Yeah, and those of us who stood in line to get the iPhone 6, by the way, hope that they got all of those bugs worked out of it before they sold us one the other morning.
So, you know, it's interesting that you mention that, but that's the beauty of business agility is that the concept here is, you know, we as consumers, I think, are much more forgiving of things that aren't exactly right. And when you're an agile business, the idea is to get something out. And even if it's not the be-all, end-all, if it's not the finished product, it'll be close enough to determine, is this viable or is it not? And as my bosses would tell me from a sales perspective, lose quick. Meaning, you know, if it's not viable, stop.
Yep. So, well, let's go back to the benchmarking for just a minute.
Sure.
And, you know, then we'll move on. But so, do you publish your benchmarking metrics, or are they an industry standard that people look to?
So there's a couple of things. We have what's called a multi-tenant database. And what that basically means is that everybody who's on the Rally subscription, their data is within it. Now, of course, we don't, you know, let out that Radio X is doing this and XYZ company is doing that.
Of course.
But that information is published in a series of white papers. The algorithms are actually published as well for that, if you so chose to create that. But the idea being that, you know, this is intended to create a high degree of transparency so that you can understand what you're doing right and how to improve, because the essence of agility is to experiment and improve.
Sounds like you've done a great job of sort of becoming the thought leaders in your industry.
That is what Gartner and Forrester say we are. Yes, you are correct.
That's terrific. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So are the companies that come to you, they come to you knowing they need some transformation, but are they a little nervous about that?
Oh, yeah. and I would also add that they're not always sure that they need transformation, but they have a business problem and they're just not sure how to attack it.
So you're not always looking to transform a business,
correct,
necessarily.
We are not.
Very interesting. So, and you achieve that primarily through this benchmarking?
Through benchmarking and through the expertise of our consulting team.
Yeah, that's really cool.
These people are industry experts in their own right and have lots of experience in working with customers. I mean, it sounds simple to communicate and play well together, but not when there's VPs involved and silos and, you know, you were taught, you know, this is your world, you're going to make your organization big.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's not such a good method anymore.
Right. Agile is the word.
It is.
It is.
So if somebody is really intrigued by this, thinking that maybe you guys might be able to help them out, how would they get in touch with you?
Well, there's a couple of ways to do that. First, there's the Rally website, which is www.rallydev for development, DEV.com. But you can also reach out to me. I'm on Twitter at GDM007007. Yes, I do like James Bond.
Twice as nice.
Absolutely. Or you can send me an email at gmendelson, spelled M-E-N-D-E-L-S-O-N, at rallydev.com. And I might add, I've got a great book. I didn't write it, but it's a great book called Agile Business. And if you're interested in transforming your organization, I'd be more than happy to provide you either an electronic or a paper copy. And any one of those ways, you can reach out to me and get a hold of me.
That's great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We're going to come back and chat with you in just a minute. We're going to talk for a minute with Sven Schaefer of Tangram Media. Welcome to the studio, Sven Schaefer.
Hello, Ann and Cal.
We are also excited to hear this deep German voice coming to us.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's got such a great accent.
Don't make me sing, though.
Oh, why not?
Everybody would leave.
Sven, tell us a little bit about Tangram.
Well, we are a social business strategist. That means we do social media marketing and technology with a twist, which shouldn't be a twist, actually, but we found that a lot of companies in our area just don't take the business needs, goals, and strategies into account. That means we just talk business with the people, and that seems to be, in this realm, seems to be a lot of geek talk and a lot of three-letter abbreviations, and they're just not getting through to the people, and I see a lot of question marks around. So, you know, what we really want to do is we want to help people regain control over their technology. That's our main perspective in the whole thing. And that's why we do a lot of trainings and we got a lot of online presences out there, whether it'll be on Facebook or on LinkedIn, to just help the people out in that direction. Also, I want to explain the Tangram because, interesting enough, in Europe, where I come from, Tangram is a very known game. But here in America, it's sometimes not that well known. It's actually a seven-piece Chinese puzzle. It's seven geometrical forms that can come together in all kinds of different forms. So in contradictory to a jigsaw puzzle, which always comes back in the same form, this always comes back in a different form. And that's basically what we do. We adjust and tailor towards the businesses that we serve.
Wow, cool. Using the same seven tools, huh?
Yeah, always the same.
All put together in different ways. Sounds like a PR firm. So, so you're big on setting a strategy for your social media that has really specific and measurable goals and objectives.
Exactly, because we think, you know, even though it might seem harder to get an ROI out of social media.
Wait, that's one of those three-letter abbreviations.
Oh, goodness me.
Oh, goodness
okay,
me.
I just contradicted myself. So big one. Return on investment. There we go. If people don't know what it is.
I like three-letter acronyms right. when we know what they mean.
So the other day, I just had a training, and I said to the people, I said, well, how do you do that with a billboard? How do you get that out of there? And I kind of said, yeah, you're kind of right, but you're paying $1,000 a month for a billboard, but you don't get your ROI out of that. So how are you going to do that with social media? And we just spend a whole lot of time on just trying to get established how you get your ROI out of social media, and how do you measure it, and how do you put it in the goals and perspectives and strategies of your business?
When we first met, you told me something about a strategy you call SMART. Tell us about that.
SMART. Okay, SMART would be, that would be how you set your goals. So we like to think of goals that you set, you have to check them. So the first one, the S, would be specific.
Ah.
M would be for measurable. A would be for attainable. And attainable is an interesting thing because people like to lowball and then they have their goals attained and they're all happy. But I think you should set it a little bit higher. And I had the example the other day of Kennedy trying to land a man on the moon after a decade.
Right.
He didn't see it, but, you know, it worked out. And it seemed to be a quite lofty goal at the time. But they made it. And so the next one, where are we? SMART, S-M-R-T, relevant. Yeah, that would be relevant. So if it's really relevant for your company, so that's where the strategy comes in. And T would be timely. So you have to put a time on there that really makes sense. You know, you can achieve any goal in 5 years, but maybe that's too long of a timeline there.
Well, you talk in your in one of the articles that was published about you about I think you make a comment something along the lines of a client's business is on the line when they launch a website or they launch a social media campaign. What does that really mean?
Well, it means that you really expose yourself to a large audience. And theoretically, you could reach the whole internet if you do it the right way, correctly. So you have to really make sure that what your perspective is and what you really want to bring out to the world is really what you intend it to be. So I like to tell my customers, guys, tell the story about you and why you do all this. And I think that's a new way of doing things a little bit. You know, the old way would be like the how and what. You know, what do I do? I sell this beautiful truck and it has 250 horsepower and whatever. And if you look at other companies, especially a company that we just mentioned with the iPhones, they tell the story why. They don't give you the gigabytes of their phone or, right. you know, how long it can run.
That's,
they do it a little bit.
That's old school, right?
Yeah, that's kind of old school. So the new way is really just to get that emotion in there and get people persuaded to buy your products by the emotion and the power that you put into your company and, you know, the passion that you have for it.
So is the emotion, the passion or whatever, is that part of what you're bringing to the table when you're working with your clients in terms of trying to unleash that within their thought process?
Yeah, exactly. And the social media is a great channel for that. I mean, it's one of the best channels because I like to think of it as the best communication tool there is out there right now. And that's why it's so popular. So it's really, really easy to get that emotion and that the why out there from the companies because the social media is so good in it, from videos to chat rooms to, you know, direct interaction, PR, everything can be done on it. And a lot of companies just go like, oh, wow, true, I didn't think about that. I thought I'd just post pictures of my dog and my my granddaughter, and that's about
Facebook.
It.
Well, and, you know, but there are a lot of folks that are still pretty fearful of this thing called social media. How do you help them get over the fear and, you know, sort of really understand that it's going to be okay?
Well, I think the main fear of it all is of a personal nature. They think, a lot of people think that their personal profile on Facebook is connected to their page, which it is not. You know, the companies really made sure, like Facebook, that there is a definite distinction. And I always say, you know, privately, you don't have to put all that out there, especially if they're, you've got a lot of entrepreneurs and they're just really afraid that there is just too much of this coming out. Said, hey, just do what you do in your business and just be the person you are. Now, if you're not a very funny person or if you're just a very introvert, this will come out too. But most of the customers, they do pretty good. You know, they're pretty sociable. And if they are, they do a really good job. And that's how they get over that hump of also trying to post too much about their company. It's just really being you and doing exactly the things you think you would do in your business. And that brings out that why, and that makes people just enthusiastic about your company, become fans of your brands. And that's what we want on the social media. We want them to become fans, not to sell yourself. And that's very, very important.
Well, you and your business partner, much like Gary and the folks over at his company, it sounds like you work with a pretty wide range of clients. Tell us a little bit about what types of companies really benefit from having you come in and help them and, you know, walk them through this process.
Yeah, you know, that's really something as a business person you shouldn't say, but we have a wide market just like Gary's has, you know. We don't really have a target market in that perspective. I mean, we had companies, you know, $25 million companies in Hawaii that make nutritional supplements, from undergarment people, you know, that are produced solely in the U.S., a lot of real estate customers. We have a customer in Wisconsin that sells beefed up motorbikes. So it's really from till, from A to Z, you could say. I think the main part of it all is really just to figure out where's the touch point to the social media. And you know, if you can get lawyers and dentists out on social media successfully, you can get anybody out there, really.
Yes. So how do you go about getting these new clients?
Okay, there's a couple of ways. On the local arena, we do a lot of trainings with small business centers and the colleges. We've trained, I think, thousands now. I can say thousands, not hundred thousands, but you know, a couple of thousand people on the use of social media and on social media basics, and you know, from LinkedIn to Facebook. That's a really good source for us, definitely. Sure. Then these exposures here and the networking, you know, just radio. Of course, online ads and the social media, interestingly wise, it does work, for us.
Funny how that works. Huh?
Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, a lot of people just don't believe it till they finally are there and they spend $30 on an ad and they had 40,000 people looking at that ad. They go like, wow, this is really interesting. So we like to use the social media. We are in a couple of chambers where we regularly attend events and get speaking engagements. Like just last Thursday, I was up in Charlotte and had a speaking engagement on the college marketing conference, PRIMA. And these things will definitely help get you out there. But we like online ads, I tell you. It's really working well.
So it sounds like you're using some of the more traditional approaches to getting new business, as well as using social media and trying some new stuff.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, again, for our customers, the same thing. They love to use traditional media because they know it, and they know it works for them at times. But if you start combining it with QR codes and the social media, put that on there, you know, that's what the guys on TV do. If you look at Esurance and a couple of other companies, they always have their social media presence with it, and they have that Y approach. I think Tempur-Pedic is a good example of how they do it. They just have their customers sitting around and say, hey, let our customers talk about our company, how much they like to sleep. Maybe that's not a good thing, and you have all the snoring people on the ads.
What's the most challenging part of getting new clients for you?
The most challenging part of new clients is really that, I think, you know, from a traditional business point, you want a target. And it's really a little bit harder to target in that arena because, as we said, you know, there's really from till, and we don't want to leave anybody out. I think it's also the geographical part that, you know, that yes, you can do video conferencing and you can do chatting and all that. But in the end, it's always good to see each other. So that definitely helps. And we did a little twist on that part because we were traditionally a web development company with the social media part of it. Now we're a social media company with a partner that does the web development.
Interesting.
I think the social media is just way much more approachable than the web development.
Sure. One last question. So what advice would you give business leaders if they're actually looking for a way to jumpstart their business?
To jumpstart their business, I would say definitely get a website and go on the social media. I mean, I had to say that, right?
Of course,
I had to say that. But the real good, and we've already talked about it, you know, if you can put yourself around the why of why you do your business and get that out there on these platforms, that is just a great thing. Start learning from, kind of have to say it, but people like me, go to these small business centers, you know, and the colleges. It's all free. Take those courses, and also online. There's a whole bunch of online courses that you can take. Learn from established business leaders in the community. In our community down in Pinehurst, there's a lot of folks that have been so successful, and they're willing to give it out for free, all that advice.
Fantastic.
So it's just a couple of things.
Yeah. No, I think that's some great advice. Again, sort of a mixture of the traditional and some new approaches that folks might not think of.
Absolutely, Cal.
I'm just curious. When people think about social media, I think still a lot of people think about Facebook and maybe LinkedIn and Twitter to some extent. But you take it a little bit further than that. I mean, adding QR codes to the mix, for example. And what about, are you guys doing anything with beacon technology? Is that becoming a social media thing?
Well, I think it is going to be huge. I was on CETA conference in spring. And there was the one of the excerpts of NFL. He was talking about, you know, the beacon technology. You can actually, they target the guys in the queue at the concession stands.
Right.
So they start at number 20 and say, hey, sorry. You know, they send them to their phones. They send the little social media, and they can go anywhere. But they send them a little text saying, I'm sorry you had to wait so long. You get 10% off once you reach the concession stands finally. So I think beacon technology and now near-field technology, which we have, you know, in the phone, in the new iPhone and the new Apple Watch, that's going to be big. It's going to be really huge. It's going to be a big helper. To how that integrates with social media is to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a great thing of, you know, maybe getting the people in the store with that beacon technology.
Sure.
And
do you think it'll integrate with social media?
Oh, yeah, I think it will. Yeah. It will definitely. I think there's going to be people sitting in the store identifying those people that are just standing in front of the shoe rack. They know exactly what it is. And then they send them, you know, maybe an ad on Facebook and say, hey, 10% off if you click here or if you like us.
Cool. That's great. So if somebody is interested in getting a little bit more serious about their social media, how would they reach you?
Our website is www.tangrammedia.com, and that's TANGRAM. As I said, you know, it's kind of hard for some people to figure this out. And then the email address would be connect@tangrammedia.com. You can also just call us 877-426-8880. And of course, you can use our social media outlets. What a surprise. Facebook.com/Tangram Media. Facebook or Twitter.com/Tangram Media.
Excellent.
And our YouTube channel is called Tangram Media Channel.
Nice.
Because some Dutch guys took Tangram Media. How rude of them.
How rude of them.
Yeah.
Really. Well, I want to get both of you back in the conversation here for a minute. Both of you are working hard on developing a solid base of work here in North Carolina. Tell us a little bit about the kinds of organizations that you get involved with to make the connections that you need to make.
Well, for me, it's I'm heavily invested in NCETA.
Excellent.
It's a great organization. It's really focused on networking, and through that, I've met a number of executives, and you know, it's a good way to start, and you can go from there.
Yeah. How about you, Sven?
Yeah, NCETA definitely. I mean, we just joined it in spring, and I'm just blown away. And I love to travel up here. You know, even though it's every time it's a 1.5 hour drive, but it's really worth it. But also, I, for instance, just joined the Lodl Rotary Club, and you know, just also giving back as a company, I think, is a very good thing. Not only makes us feel better, but of course, it gets you out there. And we've been doing that, especially with our web development arm. We've just helped a lot of nonprofits out there.
You were reading my mind. That was my next question. Is how what your company's favorite approach for giving back to the community is. So you do a lot through Rotary.
Right, yes. And, you know, they all need websites, and they all have these old websites that can't control anymore. So we'll help them out there. And the same thing with social media. So it could be Rotary or, you know, we have literature, people that help other people to read, and Mira.
Oh,
so we've got a whole lot of nonprofits down in Pinehurst that we help out.
Excellent. Gary, what do you guys do? What is
we have a special program called Rally for Impact. And actually, we have a full-time employee who does nothing but manage the foundation.
Wow.
And so, we, you know, again, we're based out of Boulder, but we also have offices in Raleigh. So we're actively involved in helping predominantly around food, you know, helping folks that don't have meals, providing them viable meals or volunteering. Like, for example, at our annual user conference, we always have a charity-based event that our customers can participate in. I participated in a couple of them where you make meals ready. You know, it's sort of a fun kind of assembly line of thing. But, you know, it's just part of our culture and part of our core values.
Yeah.
Give back.
That's really cool. Well, thanks, you guys, for joining us in the studio today. We really learned a lot about both Rally and Tangram, and we appreciate the time that you shared with us.
Thank you.
Thank you as well.
Thanks so much for coming in. And until next time, this is Ann and Cal and Reed signing off for Metro Raleigh Business Radio. Thank you.